Welcome back to the Personal Philosopher, the show where we dissect the deeper questions of life, one thought at a time. Today we're diving into a foundational topic, one that touches the very essence of human agency and fulfillment. We're talking about power and responsibility and their intricate relationship with failure and helplessness. This might be one of our most ambitious episodes yet, so buckle up. First, let's start with a well-known quote from Voltaire. With great power comes great responsibility. A timeless principle, isn't it? But here's the twist. I'd like to propose the reverse. With responsibility also comes power. That's right. The two are not just connected, they're interdependent. So, if you feel powerless in a situation, it might not be because of some external force, but instead, it could stem from a lack of personal responsibility. Just think about it. Responsibility is the foundation of agency, which is our drive to take action, solve problems, achieve goals. When we embrace responsibility, we unlock power, which is the ability to influence our environment and ultimately our destiny. So let's define the terms. Let's break this down. What is power? Well, at its core, power is the ability to effect change, to shape your environment in meaningful ways. And on the other hand, responsibility isn't just about blame or guilt. It's about being answerable for your actions. It's rooted in the word itself, responsibility, the ability to respond. When you take responsibility for something, you acknowledge that you are equipped to answer the call, to act, to solve, to lead. Now here's the kicker. If you possess the power to act, you automatically become responsible for how you use that power. And when you take responsibility for something, you gain power over it. You see? It's a virtuous cycle. Let's talk about failure for a second, because most people think of failure as an endpoint, a permanent state, a destination. But here's the truth. Failure only happens when you decide to stop trying. The moment you give up on your goal, you define it as unattainable. Until that point, you're merely in the process of achieving it. It doesn't matter how long it takes. Just think about Nobel Prize winners who achieve recognition late in life. Were they failures for decades before their breakthrough? Of course not. Were they failing at getting a Nobel Prize all the while? No, they were simply in the process of succeeding. And what we call failure, it's just an unmet deadline, an unmet expectation with a self-imposed budget of time and effort. You decide how much time you want to spend on reaching a specific goal and how much effort are you willing to make to get there. If it's not physically impossible, so if you can't tell me what law of physics you'd be breaking by reaching that goal, then the fact that you stop is your decision. You control the definition of failure because you control how much time and effort are you willing to invest in reaching a specific goal. And this brings us to another key concept, which is decision-making. The word decide, it comes from the Latin decidere. It means to cut off or to kill. When you make a decision, you're not just choosing a path, option A between A, B, C, and D. You're also eliminating all alternatives. You basically decide what lives and what dies within the future that you create by choosing. the act of selection itself is a demonstration of, guess what? Power. Because what greater power is there than to decide what exists and what doesn't? What comes to pass and what doesn't? What lives and what dies? So by deciding where to allocate your time and energy, you determine what lives and what dies in your world of possibilities. You are a supreme god of your own world
of possibilities.
Right? This is why decisions are so powerful. Because decisions shape your reality. And because you are the one making those decisions, you hold the ultimate power over your life. So here's how it all comes together, because it's been rapid fire in this episode so far. So taking responsibility for something, anything, grants you power over it. So let's use a dramatic example. Imagine you decide to take responsibility for ending a war. Think about the most famous current war that everyone's preoccupied with. And you, everyday normal person, take responsibility for that. So at first glance, this might seem absurd. How could one person affect something so massive? Especially since you're in no position of power. You're not the president of any country. How could you affect it? But responsibility actually leads to action. Let's say maybe you start a movement. Maybe you learn how to build a brand and build a community, build a platform, or rally people. You go viral and you rally a lot of people behind your cause. Over time, your influence grows and what once seemed impossible becomes achievable because you claimed responsibility. Do you see? So when you say, I can't stop the war, what you're saying is the amount of time and energy spent and the uncertainty that I would have to live with is not something that I'm willing to pay. And that is a decision that you make. It's totally fine. It's your decision. Responsibility, then, isn't a burden. It's a call. It's a calling. It's an invitation to make something matter. Because even if you take the worst possible approach to this, the nihilistic one, nothing matters. Okay, nothing matters. We live in an indifferent universe and nothing matters. Then you get to decide what matters. And when you decide to answer a call to become responsible for something that you decide matters, then you step into your power. So, how do you apply this? Because this is a practical philosophy show, after all, remember? So, here are the steps to harness this connection between power and responsibility. First, identify your responsibilities. You need to decide what you care about. Is it your relationships, your marriage, your relationship with your child, maybe? Or is it your career? And it's okay if that changes over time, but what does matter to you right now is what I'm talking about. What issues, what goals, what relationships are worth your time and effort? And once you claim responsibility for those, you will gain the power to affect them. Second, you need to redefine failure. Just don't let arbitrary timelines that you, yourself, or anybody else sets, don't let them dictate your sense of success. Remember, failure only happens when you give up, when you stop trying. Adjust your expectations. This is important. Don't expect it to be easy. Nothing worth obtaining is easy. Adjust your expectations and keep moving forward. And when things get tough, remember, this is how something valuable looks like. This is how hard looks like. It's supposed to be difficult. It's supposed to be hard. Three, the last step would be to embrace decision making. Recognize the power in every decision and make decisions. And make them as fast as possible, not thoughtlessly. But don't postpone decisions, because you are postponing life itself. Every choice you make is a step towards creating the life you want or eliminating the one you don't want. So, conclusion, responsibility isn't just a burden. It's an opportunity. It's the doorway to power and the key to overcoming failure. So I'll leave you with this one question. What will you decide to take responsibility for today, right now? Whatever it is, know that it's the first step towards claiming your agency and shaping your world. Okay? Good luck. And thank you for joining me on this journey. If you enjoyed today's episode of The Personal Philosopher, don't forget to subscribe. Share this with someone you think might benefit from these ideas. Leave a comment, and until next time, remember, your power lies in your choices, and your choices shape your destiny.